According to the county staff, the proposal came from Governor Gary Herbert's Public Lands Policy Coordinating Office. The state is asking the 29 Utah counties if they want to petition the federal government to modify a 2001 roadless rule set by the departing Clinton administration, which restricted the management of the forests. The proposal is asking the county to review its roadless areas, determine if they should keep their current status or if they should be considered under four other possible options. Two of the options were labeled forest restoration or forest stewardship, but council member Roger Armstrong said he was wary because of what is allowed under that language.
We have commercial timber harvest. It's not just, if this were, it says for health reasons only, so I'll give them that. Mineral extraction allowed, motorized travel limited to existing routes. The stewardship areas, we see mineral extraction again. Motorized travel is subject to a forest travel plan. I don't know what that looks like. And then we start seeing in the reinventory, these are all roadless areas. And we see, I think, in some of the descriptions later, expanded recreational uses up there for motorized recreation.
County staff planner Sean Lewis agreed the provisions from the state are not ideal for Summit County, but he said they need to work within what the state has given them.
That said, the state's going to do what they're going to do, whether Summit County agrees with it or not. And so from staff's perspective, we felt, let's play along, because if we don't provide a recommendation within there, we can provide a recommendation and say, this is how we want our wilderness areas to be categorized. But, and then here's a whole letter of concerns that we have, and I'm happy to provide that analysis per the council's direction. But the state's going to look at our categorical areas and say, okay, this is what they want, this is how we're going to do it, or they're going to change it to what they want to do anyway.
I think that's right. I prefer that we stay true to ourselves and our values as it relates to our wild lands,
and
that we tailor our recommendation back.
And I'm perfectly okay with that, but we still have to tailor it within the definitions that have been provided.
Armstrong said it's important to leave in place the restrictions favored by the county. And Council Member Glenn Wright said the county should advocate local control. And Lewis said they're on the same page with Camas District Ranger Dano Howready.
We want to manage the forest effectively. He wants to manage the forest effectively because we understand that he joked about the Wasatch Cache being called the asbestos forest by other rangers because it hasn't caught on fire in a long time. We haven't had a catastrophic fire. And with the amount of fuel, dead and dying timber that's there, we're prime for a catastrophic fire. And so the more we can do with controlled burns, extracting what's already dead and dying, we can limit the impacts from that, right, with good forest management practices.
The council generally agreed they're moving in favor of the restoration option, but with no mineral extraction and limits on motorized activity and new roads. Council member Kim Carson also said they still want to leave open the possibility they can reach an agreement with Representative Rob Bishop under his old Public Lands Initiative plan, which expanded wilderness in Summit County by 29,000 acres.
And I want to make sure areas that we're opening up aren't part of that, because personally I would still like to move that proposal forward and see if it might be viable as a just one county option.
A public hearing on the roadless rule change is set for next week, September 19th. The council is being asked to make a decision by September 26th. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brothman.